Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you, did you know that there are 58 million overweight people? Did you know there are 40 million who are obese? Did you know there are 3 million who are morbidly obese? Now let me ask you, have you ever wondered how some women can be so thin and all they do is shove food in their mouths all day long? Have you wondered how they do it? Would you like to know their secret? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you may have been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to two extraordinary guests who are success coaches extraordinaire. They have provided us with inspirational and informative lessons. But before I introduce them, I would love to invite you to call in. Our number is 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions that you may have during our interview. Now let me tell you a little bit about our first guest. She is an award-winning pianist, composer, speaker, author, and radio personality. She is a frequent contributor to various magazines and has been featured in Star Magazine, Obvious, My Day, Girlfriends, For the Bride, and many others. She's endorsed by Dr. Laura Schlesinger and Martha Stewart, no less. She has appeared on Fox and Friends and is a repeat guest on the nationally syndicated The Daily Buzz, with her Wedding Showers number one Amazon.com bestseller, The Daughter-in-Law Rules. Now she has written another book, and it begs the question, do you struggle with your weight? Are you the mom who gained some after kids and is having a hard time taking that weight off? Or perchance one who looks at the super slim women and wonders to herself if those women are naturally thin or very controlled about their diet and exercise? Our guest should know the answer. Her battle of the budge had her looking at skinny moms everywhere and wondering exactly how they did it. Things turned around for her when she discovered easy tricks for transforming her body and how writing a book, taking some powder, and watching TV factored into her successful equation. It's great to have her join us. And I'm so pleased to have my dear friend Sally Fields on our show today. Hi, Sally. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, January. I'm so excited that we're talking tonight. I've been looking forward to this for so long.
Oh, I know. We've been good friends. We go back quite a few years with our original joint venture books at Amazon, and now you've done it again. I'm so proud of you. Now tell me, why did you write this book?
Aw, well, first of all, thank you, and I'm proud of you, too. It's no secret that I'm, you know, one of your biggest fans, so that means a lot to me, and I just have a huge smile on my face, so.
Well,
so
name,
in terms of your, yep, sorry.
The name of your book is She Naturally Thin or Disciplined? Insider Secrets of the Sexy and Slim. 101 Women Share Their Secrets to Living Thin. Wow, you must have done quite a bit of research on this one.
Yeah, the whole process took about 16 months start to finish. And I actually interviewed about 160 women.
Okay.
And the idea for it came from, you know, after I had my second child, or even after I had my first, and then, of course, continuing along with my second, I would look at the skinny moms at the park or dropping off my children at school or my kids at school, and I'd
mm-hmm.
see other moms with newborns,
mm-hmm.
and they'd be, like, back to their skinny selves with a flat tummies and their little cute outfits, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't get it. Are they just, like, naturally thin, or are they super disciplined about their diet and exercise routines? And I would wonder this to myself. I'd wonder it out loud. And finally, my husband, after about, like, 6 years, said, why don't you just ask them? And I thought, you know, maybe I will.
Well, that's brilliant.
So that's how the idea came about.
So did you send out a survey, or did you interview them personally?
I sent out a HARO query, and for any of you, those of you who are interested in what that is,
yeah.
it's a website called Help a Reporter Out, and basically you can post as an expert looking for, or you can post as somebody from the media,
mm-hmm.
an author or an expert, and you can pair yourself with people who are out there looking to share their knowledge and expertise. And so I basically put out a query that said something like, are you considered naturally thin by society's standards? And if so, are you willing to answer, be interviewed, and provide a photograph?
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of responses. About 160 women wrote
wow.
back to me.
That's...
And I interviewed them all. And I did choose 101. We did, after I had was fortunate enough to actually get a publisher for this book,
mm-hmm.
We decided that we would stick with the 101 theme, since I had done that with the daughter-in-law rules, and it was kind
right.
of a cute number. And
mm-hmm.
and after reading 101 profiles about skinny women, I think people pretty much have had it. So so we decided to stop there.
Okay. Now, is your book, I know it's available at Amazon.com, and my next question is it a Kindle yet?
You know, that's a really good question. We are in the process of finding a person that can actually transform it into Kindle, because with
mm-hmm.
a specialty book where
yeah.
things have to where things are formatted and laid out in a very special way. I mean, Kindle is
mm-hmm.
great for, you know, fiction where it's just basically typed in there. You don't have any special kind of fonts or formats. This is a full color book with a lot of fancy fonts and
mm-hmm.
A lot of colors. So
yeah.
you have to have special software in order to retain that formatting. So that can be pricey and that can be tricky. I know there are companies out there that can do it, and my publisher is looking into it, but we haven't gotten that done yet.
Okay. Well, I just want to suggest and recommend it highly, because both of my books are now in Kindle form at Amazon. And I tell you, sales are just going through the roof, because people have just latched on to this Kindle concept, and it's a fantastic way to sell books, and I hope that you'll be able to do that very, very soon.
Oh, thank you. That reminds me. I will put out another email to my person there, because sounds like a good way to go.
Okay, now let's get to this next question. So writing a book and taking some powder and watching TV helped you achieve the body of your dreams. Now, I know about writing a book. Believe me, I've done that. My problem is when I'm writing, I'm always snacking. But anyway, tell me what kind of powder and what TV shows you watched.
Okay, well, of course, you know, when you write a little press release, statements are meant to be humorous and invoke questions. And the powder is what I'm referring to. What I learned from doing this book is that there was a thread throughout many of these stories. And one of the ingredients that kept coming up over and over and over from these thin women was that they added a fiber supplement into their diets.
Fiber.
So that is something that I included in my diet when I was going through my own weight loss transformation. And I'll tell you, it really made a big difference. I mean, sorry if this is TMI, but the regularity, the cravings
right.
was disappearing, feeling of fullness, loss of cravings, the appetite was absolutely it was curbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt that they made a big difference. I got, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of fiber supplements out there. They're very reasonably priced. You can get them and sprinkle them on your cereal or put them in a smoothie or just take them with water. It's such an easy and inexpensive way to go, and it really, really helps to clean out the system and to help curb those crazy cravings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I include fiber every day, and you didn't interview me for your book, and I expect to be interviewed for your next book. But I also found that adding protein to my diet, protein and fiber, and of course vegetables, really helped me to lose weight. Now, when you're watching TV, what TV shows did you watch?
Okay, well, that was just a little cute little humorous thing as well. And by watching TV, what I meant was, and I'm certainly not endorsing Beachbody per se, but somebody told me that if I got the P90X, which is a Beachbody video series based on muscle confusion, that
uh-huh.
she could actually help me shed those pounds. And so when I say watching TV, what I did was I'd pop a DVD in
okay.
every morning.
Okay.
And I would watch the television, and I would do the exercises along with the trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this every day for 90 days. I actually did 6 days on, 1 day off.
Okay.
And the woman that was sort of coaching me, she said, just have blind faith. And, you know, the first few weeks were really hard. And I said, I don't know, everything, my body isn't changing, and I'm not sure it's going to work. And she said, have blind faith, just trust me. And I kept going with it, and lo and behold, I watched TV for 90 days, and I transformed my body. I lost 24 pounds, and
wow.
I had that before and after kind of cut body look when,
uh-huh.
you know, you see somebody that's gone to the gym and they start lifting weights and
yeah.
you can see their midsection again. And it was
fantastic.
Truly, truly remarkable.
Now, how long was the program each day? So how long did you exercise for?
The exercise videos ranged from 40 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
And I was very, very disciplined about it. And I hate to say it, people, but what I concluded from doing this book is that, yes, it is discipline, unfortunately. Well, I don't want to say unfortunately. I'm only joking a little bit. But the point of it was that, you know, if you are somebody that's struggling and you look at a thin woman and you think, oh, why should I even try? That woman is probably just naturally thin.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found out is most 98% of the women in the book were extremely disciplined. They exercised. They drank
mm-hmm.
lots of water. They included weight-bearing exercises. They were very careful about not ingesting processed foods. Now, some of them might say, oh, it just feels natural after a while. Well, that's different. But when I started to realize that, yes, it is almost a full-time job to stay thin because you're dealing with a lot of different elements. You're dealing
right.
with a level of discipline with your eating. You're dealing with a level of discipline with your exercise routine and your lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it is a discipline to stay thin, and it is a choice, and it's hard work.
Right.
But it's worth it for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Sally, when we come back from our commercial, I want you to tell us about some of the common mistakes that women make when they're trying to lose weight.
Sounds good.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and my special guest today, Sally Shields, the author of Is She Naturally Thin or Disciplined? Now, Sally, before we took our break, I mentioned that I wanted to hear about the common mistakes people make when they're trying to lose weight. Could you tell us what they are and how people can avoid them?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to sound cliche to many people, but not getting enough water is one of the mistakes. I mean, it's so easy to forget to drink water. I do it myself. Sometimes I'll go through the whole day and I'll think, oh my gosh, I had like, I don't know, a cup of decaf today, and I think I had like a, I don't know, something else to drink or a tea or something, and I hadn't even drunk any water. Okay. Other days I'm very aware of it, and some of the cute tips that I've gotten are, you know, fill up a cute little pitcher in the morning and make sure you empty it by nightfall, or people in the book would say they, you know, specifically go out and get a really cute sports bottle and make sure that they have it with them at all times. Just something that you can carry around that will remind you to drink enough water, because it has so many benefits, not only to losing weight, but flushing those toxins and also curbing the appetite and tricking yourself into feeling fuller so you don't overeat.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll share a little secret with you, Sally. I had a hard time drinking all the water that was required to hydrate myself until I discovered I put a couple drops of stevia in my water. And stevia is a natural sweetener, and it comes in all sorts of flavors. And once I added the stevia to the water, I didn't feel like I was such a martyr anymore. I actually enjoyed drinking it.
I just got chills, because you know what? A lot of women felt the same way. Some of them would add a little crystal light to their water, or some would add a little bit of agave, and you're adding stevia. I think it's fantastic. Because, you know, it don't feel shy about this, but some people don't like the taste of plain water. I know some people that only drink seltzer water because they just can't take the plain water.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, doing something a little special, you know, even just a twist of lemon, can make all the difference in the world.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good thing. And are there any other common mistakes that people are making?
A couple things. Again, it's going to sound very cliche, but skipping meals. Okay, people mistakenly think that if they skip meals, ooh, I'm going to save on the calories. But it does two things. It tricks the body into thinking you're going into starvation mode. And so what it does is it actually holds on to the fat cells. So what I learned is, from all these women that have figured out the science of the body, is that if you eat every 2 to 2.5 hours small meals throughout the day, you could actually end up eating more and losing more.
Uh-huh.
So don't skip those meals. Eat more frequently. As a matter of fact, I made a eating schedule for myself that I stick to this day after having discovered what these ladies do. You know, you have to figure out what works for you. But for me, I wrote it down. I could remember it. 8, 10, 30, 1, 3, 30, and 6.
Okay.
Some people do it 6 times a day. They eat every 2 hours. I find that it's exciting because when I look up at my clock and I'm like, oh, it's 10:30, it's time to eat, even if I'm not hungry yet, it excites me because if any of you have ever had the feeling of being hungry and feeling like you shouldn't eat, well, this is exciting because even if you're not hungry, you think, ooh, I need to eat. I'm supposed to eat because it's better for me to have something small than to skip.
Right. Well, that actually does sound like fun. You're going to encourage me to eat more and then weigh less. I love it. I love it.
And the third tip is simply to get enough rest. Again, it is sounding so cliche. I know you've all heard it a million times, but it's always good to reiterate these things, to hear about them, that when the body is unrested, it holds on to the fat cells. It protects you because you need it for energy. Mm-hmm. So when you get an, you know, 8 to 9 hours, I mean, that may sound excessive for some people, but I always try to get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And when you do that, your body is prime to be able to lose weight as long as you do incorporate some of these little tips and tricks. If you incorporate the eating smaller meals and exercising and you have enough rest and you're drinking water and putting some fiber in your diet, you can't not lose weight.
Plus, you know, with all that sleep, you're going to be a nicer person.
That too.
Okay, you have three basic strategies let me ask you about how do you put the kibosh on cravings? How do you do it when you see that chocolate or potato chip that you just can't resist?
Yeah, well, you know, that comes down to nutrition, okay? Now, I found that I wasn't aware that taking proper supplements was really necessary, but I found out that it was. When you take your vitamins, whether you find a good multi, a good omega-3, you know, your fiber pill, whatever it is that you need to do, and you take those maybe in the morning, like before breakfast, and then again you spread them out, you know, because sometimes you can't get everything in one pill. Sometimes it says take two of these a day. Mm-hmm. If you take one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and you give your body the nutrition that it needs that you're not always necessarily getting from food, your cravings will slowly start to disappear. So I would look, if you're not currently taking a supplement, please do look into that because that makes a big difference. When your body is getting the nutrition that it needs, it slowly starts to not send those signals that you need sweets. It eliminates the sugar cravings.
Okay. That's the big one. I think most women have to deal with the sugar craving, and that's a tough one to work around. Now, you have three basic strategies for eliminating overeating at the holidays. I think we all need to hear those three things.
Yeah, well, you know, something that you want to do, again, it's a little bit tricky, but, you know, just making sure that you drink a full glass of water before your meals, okay, just making sure that you're aware of that, because that can really help. You know, a lot of people say that that's not really good to drink a lot of water while you're digesting food, and there's a lot of good advice in that, because sometimes the body does do better digesting when it doesn't have a lot of liquid to compete with. But if you are trying to counteract holiday overeating, drink a full glass of water before a meal, and that helps tremendously. Mm-hmm. It also helps to bring, even if you don't necessarily use them every day, if you throw a set of 5-pound weights in the car, if you're like on your way to visit your in-laws, and you have like an exercise video that that you are using, just doing even sometimes I tell myself, you know what, in that study they had a school and they made the kids do an 8-minute mile every day before school. I tell myself, you know what, all they're doing is an 8-minute mile. If I can get up and walk or jog for 8 minutes every day and that's all I need to do, all of a sudden you will feel like you're doing something and you will you will not want to ruin the good work that you're doing by overeating. It's just a mental trick. But if you bring some weights or you make sure that you do 8 minutes of exercise a day, whether it be in front of a video or taking a walk or making sure that you bring those sneakers with you when you go out of town. Because I've been caught, I don't know about you, but if you've ever gone out of town and you hadn't had your sneakers and you think to yourself, wow, I could have even been walking up and down stairs or taking a little walk. So it's important to remember those things.
Very good.
And, yeah.
And what was the third one?
Oh, the third one was just simply having having the fortitude to say no to your mother-in-law. Just have to politely refuse sometimes, you know, just put yourself first. Just remember yourself.
Okay, now that you mentioned mother-in-law, I want you to share with everyone your website and tell everyone what they can find at your website.
Oh, thank you. Well, my first book was The Daughter-in-Law Rules, and if people are interested in finding out more about what I do and all of that, you can go to D-I-L, which stands for daughter-in-law, or even the D-I-L, T-H-E, D-I-L, rules.com, and you can check things out over there. I got some freebies. And with the new book, I've compiled a list of freebies as well, and I've made the offer by special invitation only, and these listeners absolutely qualify for that. And if people are interested in finding out how they can get the new book and get some freebies as well, you can go to sallyshields.com/thinbooklaunch. I usually dislike when people give long URLs over the over the radio, but it can't be helped right now. But what I want to tell you is that if you do purchase one copy of the book, you are also eligible to receive over 50 free gifts from success experts and relationship coaches all around the world for just purchasing one copy of Is She Naturally Thin on Amazon. So I just wanted to extend that special offer to the listeners tonight.
Oh, thank you. That's a wonderful opportunity, and I've been to that site, and I know who you're speaking about. There are so many fantastic coaches that have been involved in your joint venture, and it's what's made you successful, and I used the same methods when I promoted my book, and it worked out wonderfully. I also want our listeners to know that Sally Shields will be coming on as a success coach with Successimo in the fall. We're looking forward to it, and we're creating a category just for you, Sally. It's going to be the mother-in-laws. And I'm sure with all your research, you'll be able to give a lot of answers and a lot of help to young women who are dealing with their mother-in-laws. You know, before we go onto our next guest, I just wanted you to share with my listeners some of the unexpected events that happened in your life that contribute to your success. You know, what was your personal aha moment when you were striving to become a new author and success coach?
That is such an interesting question, January. I love it. And, well, you know, I am a professional jazz pianist. That's really what I had done my whole life. And when I had my kids, when I had my daughter in 2002, I really had to reinvent myself because I couldn't be traveling the world and staying out late at jazz clubs and burning the candle at both ends. And I was the creative juices were still flowing. But honestly, I had not thought about authorship or authorhood. It was just something that I turned to writing. And it was sort of a process rather than an aha moment. I knew I needed to keep the creative juices going. So when I was starting to have a little bit of a conflict with my mother-in-law, I wrote to those ladies that had written the book, The Rules. And I said, ladies, you help all those women meet and marry the men of their dreams. But where's the manual for the mother-in-law? And they laughed and they said, you know, that's such a funny idea. You should write that. And I thought, me? The last thing I wrote was a paper in high school. What are you, crazy? Because I was just looking for advice. And so after they hung up the phone, the gears started turning in my mind. I thought, wow, you know, maybe I could write this book. And when I started to jot down little things here and there on the backs of napkins and pieces of paper about all the things that bothered me, from household items to beauty techniques to that unsolicited advice on how to handle the children, and I started putting some of the little rules that I was writing out for myself into practice, and even though they started off as tongue-in-cheek coping mechanisms, I saw that they started to work, and I thought, aha, maybe I could help save other young wives years of needless contention.
And that you have done so successfully. And Sally Shields, I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on our show. And we all will look forward to you working with SuccessMo.com in the future. Thank you, Sally. And promise me you'll come back on the show again.
Oh, I would be so honored. I had such fun talking to you tonight. Thank you again for having me.
Okay, and it's been a joy having you. And now we're going to break for our commercial, and you'll hear a little bit about your host. And when we come back, I have an exciting guest, and we also have some call-ins. So we'll be right back.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMo.com work? SuccessMo.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMo.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMo story. And more than that, SuccessMo.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMo are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, SuccessMo.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a SuccessMo subscriber, and always remember that on the internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. SuccessMo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
I'd like to welcome you back to the second half of January Jones Sharing SuccessMo Stories. Our call in number is 818-431-8506. Now let me ask you a question. Are you an emotional person? Another question. Do you have a fear of failure? Or even better yet, do you have a fear of success? Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Have you ever participated in an intervention? Would you like to learn more about how to do a successful intervention? Can you imagine earning money while you are learning valuable, inspirational information? Now, are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then I'd like to welcome you to the second half of our show. Our second guest today has over 25 years of experience in the field of mental health as a therapist, addictions and relationships expert, national speaker, author, and consultant. He is a doctor of psychology as well as a board-certified alcohol and drug abuse counselor and a board-certified eating disorder specialist. This success coach is an experienced Psych-K facilitator. He finished his training on forensic mental health in clinical practice at the University of Irvine. Our guest holds certificates in biofeedback and EEG neurofeedback. As a board-certified clinical supervisor, he regularly provides internships. This content provider's groundbreaking approach has changed the lives of many individuals. And now I am so pleased to welcome Dr. Simon Casey to our show. Hello, Dr. Simon. How are you today?
Hi, January. Thank you for having me on. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I've so looked forward to having you on the show ever since we connected in New York and you became a success coach with successmo.com. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to tell you, would you share with us how your successmo story began?
Well, I really didn't even know it existed till I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started really reading about it more, and I said, this is fascinating. All kinds of information out there, ready within your reach. All you have to do is just click in and start reading this information. And it's so amazing that a lot of people put all kinds of information selflessly for, mm-hmm. for many other people to educate themselves. What a grand idea.
I know.
And
I think
have to go in. Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's brilliant. It's such an eclectic array of categories. Don't you agree?
Unbelievable, all this stuff in there, and I'm going from one thing to the next, and I'm going, and, you know, when you start surfing in the web, oftentimes you're bothered with all kinds of pop-ups,
mm-hmm.
you're worried about viruses, and mm-hmm. there was no such thing. It was just so easy to actually pick and choose and also compare some of this stuff. It was really fascinating, and I said, well, this is a no-brainer for me. I'm doing it.
Well, I was so pleased to recruit you because your credentials are just fantastic. They're amazing.
Well, thank you. You're kind.
And your website is fantastic. I've spent quite a bit of time there getting to know you through the website and your articles at Successmo. Briefly, when you look back on your career, do you have any specific person that was a mentor for you that helped you create your successful career?
I would say the only person really had an influence was Dr. David Viscott. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do.
He was on KABC, and he had a regular talk show, and he had a TV show, and I actually had the privilege of working with him, and he took me under his wing for a little bit, and because. I really don't click with too many people in the field because
mm-hmm.
I'm very outspoken,
uh-huh.
and he's the only person that I click with because he says it the way it is, and he actually comes from a place of problem solution,
uh-huh.
identifying the core problem, and that's what I'm about. Stop this, you know, band-aiding and dealing with symptoms, but get to the core of what the problem really is and give it to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been the biggest influence, I would say.
Oh, yeah. And your program is fantastic. I want to share with our listeners, it's Emotional Mastery International, and it's also, it deals with intervention. And the question you pose, are you at your wit's end? And so many times people are at their wit's end and they have no idea how to find help. Would you share with our listeners your website so people can explore your website?
I have two websites. One is www.emotionalmasteryinternational.com, and the other one is, of course, www.drsimon.com. simoncasey.com.
Okay.
And both websites offer different information.
Those are wonderful. And you have the dual vision method. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I'm sure many people have watched intervention on TV.
Yeah.
And the intervention primarily is geared to how you can go intervene people or the person on their chemical dependency or their eating disorder or their sexual addiction, whatever the addiction may be.
Mm-hmm.
Dualvention actually intervenes their mental health issues along with their addiction issues at the same time.
Okay.
Because it's been my experience that large number of people, in fact, high percentage of people, have what we call dual diagnostic issues. They have like chronic depression as well as chemical dependency. So you have to intervene with both, not one or the other.
Okay. Okay. Now, what's your opinion of TV shows like Celebrity Rehab?
You have to ask me that. I don't like watching it. I think only one time I just happened to watch a little bit of it because somebody
mm-hmm.
was watching it.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a media sensationalism. It really doesn't serve any purpose. But people are curious. As media, we are drifting into more what they call reality shows now.
Uh-huh.
And the primary reason for reality shows, it allows us to get out of ourselves emotionally
mm-hmm.
and get lost in somebody else or something else. And intervention does that because you kind of look at, you say how screwed up and messed up they are, and you go, I'm so much better than them. So it's really a wonderful way of getting lost, and that's why there's going to be more and more of this
mm-hmm.
coming.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be more and more because it's cheap to produce, and it makes for very chaotic television. And people, they can't wait to watch it to see what happens next. But I do question the rehabilitation with a camera because it seems to me that this would probably do better. You would do better in a private setting where you could not be acting.
Of course. I mean, there's a part. Everybody knows that they're on a camera. And it's not a very, I would say, healthy way of approaching and doing this. But
mm-hmm.
you know, there's probably gains, financial gains both ways. But, you know, people should really pay attention to their confidentiality and take a look at their illnesses and deal with it effectively rather than making a media mess out of it. You know,
yeah.
when you put that kind of stuff out there, it's there forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't go away. That's
no.
like putting things on the Internet. Now, tell us a little bit. You've written a wonderful book, and it's called Couples in Chaos. And could you tell us a little bit about how that came about and where people can find it?
You know, Couples in Chaos is my basically second book, and it came out about 12, 13 years ago, believe it or not. It was the first edition. And the way it came about was I never really expected myself that I'm going to be in the field of addictions. And
mm-hmm.
I kind of got drifted into this by a friend of mine. One day he said to me, you want to come to a psych facility and we're going to be seeing a bunch of kids who are addicts? I go, no, thank you. He said, yes, you are. And I said, okay. So I went in. So I actually loved it. And at the time, punk rock was in and everybody had safety pins and bleach blonde hair. I said, this is not a job. This is fun. It's like going to Disneyland and getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself drifting more and more into the field of addictions. And I realized that every addict had their own drug of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, and I realized their dysfunction. And, of course, many addicts had very dysfunctional, unhealthy relationships.
Ah.
And so that was a twist because I was not prepared for that. I was prepared to deal with an addiction. But now there is a family member or the entire family now involved in this illness. And I said, wow, this is really fascinating. Then I realized the biggest problem is then not so much of the addict, but the
mm-hmm.
person who is at home also plays a major role in getting well. And then I said to myself, okay, well, if these people are dysfunctional, that makes sense, but what is the primary role? And I discovered the primary role of addiction was their drug of choice. So addiction actually can become your drug of choice. Just
oh,
like
my gosh.
The drug. Yes, just like the drug can be a drug of choice to an addict.
Oh, my gosh. I want to hear more about that, Dr. Simon, when we come right back from our commercial. We'll be right back.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back with January Jones and my guest, Dr. Simon Casey. Now let's get back to this thing that we were talking about. You can be addicted to addiction.
You could be addicted to a relationship.
Ah.
Yeah, it is really fascinating because how could you be addicted to a relationship? Because people form relationships. But what most people don't understand is that large number of relationships tend to be very dysfunctional, and quite a high percentage of addictions especially, relationships, are addictive by nature. And in fact, if you look at statistically, 80 to 85% of all relationships are very dysfunctional. About maybe 15 to 20% are healthy, what we call healthy relationships. One time a patient asked me, can you tell me what a normal relationship is? And I go, well, let's not do that. Let's talk about a healthy relationship versus unhealthy. And
uh-huh.
they understand. But so to be perfectly honest, in the United States, being in a dysfunctional relationship is perceived as normal.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah. It really is. So
now
you look at, okay.
I was just going to say you wrote a wonderful article, and it's posted at successmo.com on addictive relationships. And
yes.
I had a chance to read it earlier today. And addictive love is the result of dependent or incomplete individual trying to become whole through another. That is so true. And could you also talk about when you say that the pain you are experiencing is not your enemy, it's a friendly voice that you've been ignoring?
Yes. When people form relationships, they oftentimes really are not ready to form a relationship. And especially addicted type relationships, they tend to be magical. And they tend to be seeking instant gratification. So they find themselves in a relationship with anyone whom they experience fireworks. So they go, that's it. They are in it, and before they know it, and they're lost in it. Let me give you a little bit of a background of a dependent personality type, and you'll understand exactly why this happens.
Okay.
Because oftentimes people ask me, you know, why is this person who's been in such an abusive relationship, she's been beaten or stabbed, why
mm-hmm.
doesn't she want to leave? And it mm-hmm. really doesn't make any sense to most people because it defies logic. And let me kind of give you a background on this so they will make a lot of sense to people or to your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Dependent people see the world in terms of loss or rejection and
mm-hmm.
are likely to find evidence everywhere they look. So these personality types are especially vulnerable to loss of love, either because as children they experience such a loss or because they experience constant threat of separation or rejection. So there's huge amounts of loss of fear that these people take it, put it in their subconscious. So as adults, this foundation of fear is often confused with passion and excitement.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when people get into a relationship, when they experience this passion, actually what they're experiencing is fear, and it's familiar to them. So they form a relationship that is very self-destructive, and it becomes very, very painful because every abusive relationship at the end becomes very painful.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, the pain gradually progresses to the point of unbearable. By the way, dependent-type personalities have the highest pain tolerance level of any personality.
Really?
Yes. They will put up and put up and put up with anything and everything. If you look at in addictive
mm-hmm.
relationships, you know, there's verbal abuse, there's psychological abuse, there's sexual abuse, there's physical abuse, and you see the progression, how they started and where they are. After
mm-hmm.
7-8 years, it was verbal first, now it is push and shove, punch and kick, and it progresses to that point, and still nobody wants to leave.
Wow.
So if you, one way of really looking at it, of addictive relationships, but I call is a cycle of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship starts with intense pleasure, then it goes in intense pain, then there's disillusionment, then the partners blame each other, and then they take desperate action to make it work again, and the cycle starts all over again.
They're right back at the starting base, huh?
Exactly. So it's a cycle of pain and brief happiness.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to share with our listeners that you had two other fantastic articles that I was lucky enough to read today when I was doing my Successimo lessons. And the one article is Fear of Failure versus Fear of Success. And the other article is Are You Emotional or Emotionless? Now, briefly, could you just touch on fear of failure versus fear of success?
Well, in a society for a long time, we have made an issue out of, oh, he or she has a fear of success because every time he gets to the point, he sabotages it.
Mm-hmm.
And or there's a person that we see that there's a fear of failure because they don't want to risk anything because they're afraid of failing. But if you really look at it, they're both the same thing. And the bottom line is when people or the person does not understand the concept of fear, they're going to react to it by either projecting or by not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So until the person learns what the definition of true definition of fear really is, they will constantly struggle with the element of fear. So whether that's a fear of success, meaning that I'm so feeling so worthless inside that every time I try to get to the top of the ladder, I keep falling down. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because it basically reinforces my worthlessness. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And fear of failure is somebody who's very passive. They don't want to be responsible for the outcome. They just don't
want
to do anything. They don't want to rock the boat because they don't want to be blamed at the end.
Yeah. Oh, I see that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask you, and I usually ask all my guests this question, when you were in pursuit of your successful career, what happened? Is there anything you can think of that was unexpected that happened in your career that was an aha moment or was something that propelled you forward. Could you share something with us?
The aha moment came when I was writing my last book. In fact, when I met you, it was still in the print. The aha moment came a few years ago when I realized why therapy fails people. Yeah. And lo and behold, I was in a symposium and I was talking to a few of my colleagues and we were talking about a success rate of FACE, the insight-based talk therapy. And we found out that it's only 26%, which
oh
is
God.
Nothing. It's just absolutely nothing. And yet, day after day, month after month, year after year, people are going to therapy trying to find something. And the aha moment was, I now know why it doesn't work. And it became very clear because most of our problems are in our subconscious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, think of our subconscious like the hard drive of a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And all these programs that we had from early childhood are in our subconscious. So when somebody comes to therapy, when you talk with them consciously, they cannot make the changes because they're talking to the wrong side of the brain. Then I said, oh, my God. No wonder people are not stupid. They just don't know how to change it. And the second thing was the subconscious brain has a different language. If you want to connect with it, it requires sensory language. Like, I feel sad is a sensory language, not the logic. So I said, oh, my God, no wonder. So I said, this is an aha moment, and I started making all kinds of changes and adaptations.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I hope that all of our listeners will go to successmo.com and read Dr. Simon Casey's articles. They're fantastic. And I know I, for one, am looking forward to you posting many, many more.
I will be doing that with pleasure.
Oh, and thank you so much for being on the show. And I'd love to have you back again.
Anytime, January, you know me. Just let me know when.
Okay, I will. For my listeners, tune in next week when my guests will be two more success coaches sharing their stories. Dr. Wendy Nickerson, the author of Wild Women Never Get the Blues, How to Tap into Your Intuition to Create Your Best Life, and Dr. Joel Freeman, who has over 500,000 copies in print with his 7 books and 3 DVDs. He's received rave reviews worldwide. Both these guests will amaze, amuse, and astonish you next week. I'm so looking forward to interviewing these awesome success coaches. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday live or catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at Blog Talk Radio 24/7. If you've enjoyed the show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing SuccessMO with everyone that you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Also, if you are interested in checking out our SuccessMO.com website, just go to www.successmo.com, look it over and sign in without any obligations, and you can use my sponsor email, JanuaryJonesInfo@gmail.com. Get ready to learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. And I would love to mentor any of you, and please go to the site and check it out. And we'll look forward to visiting with you next week. Take care. Stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing SuccessMO stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own SuccessMO story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones sharing SuccessMO stories.